Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get started with our study in the book of Jeremiah. We're at the 13th chapter, if you'd like to read along. 13th chapter. We're going to get right into the study. This is considering the waistband that God told Jeremiah to go purchase. Go and buy yourself a linen waistband and put it around your waist, but do not put it in water. So I bought the waistband in accordance to the word of the Lord and put it around my waist, he said. Then the word of the Lord came to me a second time, saying, take the waistband that you have bought, which is around your waist, arise and go to the Euphrates and hide it there in a crevice of a rock. Now, this is a interesting thing because you got to consider how far away he had to walk or ride a donkey. And to take this linen waistband to hide it or dig a hole and bury it. And Jeremiah actually did it, and he obeyed God. And this is a, actions speak louder than words, don't they? So I went, and I hid it by the Euphrates River, as the Lord had commanded me. After many days, the Lord said to me, arise, go to the Euphrates. Now, he has to walk, I don't know how far away, but it many, many miles. This is not just a hop, skip, and a jump. It's a long distance. And arise, go to Euphrates, and take from there the waistband which I commanded you to hide there. Then I went to the Euphrates and dug it. He had to dig this thing up. And I took the waistband from the place where I had hidden it. And lo, the waistband was ruined. It was a piece of junk. Useless. Totally worthless is what Jeremiah was saying. This thing is a piece of crap, he says. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, thus says the Lord, just so will I destroy the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. This is how the pride is going to look when I get done. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. I will destroy the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. They're not going to think they're so hot when I get done. The wicked people who refuse to listen to my words, who walk in the stubbornness of their hearts, have gone after other gods to serve them and bow down to them. Let them be just like this waistband, which is totally worthless. They're going to find themselves a ruined mess, just like this waistband. For as the waistband clings to the waist of a man, so I made the whole household of Israel and the whole household of Judah cling to me, declares the Lord, that they might be for me a people for renown, for praise, and for glory. But they did not listen. Therefore, you are to speak this word to them. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, every jug is to be filled with wine. And when they say to you, Do we not very well know that every jug is to be filled with wine? Then say to them, thus says the Lord, behold, I am about to fill all the inhabitants of this land, the kings that sit for David on his throne, the priests, the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with drunkenness. I will dash them against each other, both the fathers, the sons, together, declares the Lord. I will not show pity, nor be sorry, nor have compassion, so as not to destroy them. Listen and give heed. Do not be haughty, for the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God before he brings darkness and before your feet stumble on the dusky mountains, and while you're hoping for light, he makes it into deep darkness and turns it into gloom. But if you will not listen to it, my soul will sob in secret for such pride, and my eyes will bitterly weep and flow down with tears, because the flock of the Lord has been taken captive. Say to the king and the queen mother, take a lowly seat, for your beautiful crown has come down from your head. The cities of the Negev have been locked up, and there is no one to open them. All Judah has been carried into exile, wholly carried into exile. Lift up your eyes and see those coming from the north. Where is the flock that was given to you, your beautiful sheep? Now, while it's good to respect your country and your church and your loyalty to them, it can turn into arrogance when there's pride in things other than God. Be careful when it causes us to look down on others, when it causes selfishness, when it causes high and mighty attitude like we have it and they don't. Look out. You know, if it wasn't for the blood, we'd all be destroyed. The king was Jehoiachin, and the queen mother was Nehushta. The king's father, Jehoiakim, had surrendered to Nebuchadnezzar, but later rebelled during Jehoiachin's reign. Nebuchadnezzar's army besieged Jerusalem, and both Jehoiachin and Nehushta surrendered. Queen Mother, Nehushta. They surrendered. Jehoiachin was sent to Babylon and imprisoned. That's in 2 Kings 24, verse 1 to 12. Jeremiah's prophecy came true. The Negev region is the dry wasteland stretching south from Beersheba, the towns in the area would be closed to any refugees fleeing the invading army. And the not even the threat of captivity could move these people to repent. Now, they've been so accustomed to doing evil that they lost their ability to repent and change. They lost their ability to feel conviction. And when you lose that ability to feel conviction and to feel guilt inside, there's no hope for you. Their conscience has been seared with a hot iron. And they no longer can feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit. God has given them over to a reprobate mind. And this is why he went ahead and said, I'm done with it. The wasteland. Your people have turned against me and turned to these false gods, and you don't even feel it anymore. You can worship a false god where it takes more faith to worship a false god than it does to worship the true God. You know, did you know that? Takes more faith to worship a false god than it does to worship a true God. Thus says the Lord, behold, I am about to fill all the inhabitants of this land, the kings that set for David on his throne, the priests, the prophets, all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with drunkenness. I'm going to fill them all with drunkenness because I'm giving them over to a reprobate mind. I'll dash them against each other. They're going to stagger out there in the streets. They're going to wander. They're going to waddle and stagger into each other. They're not even going to know where they're at. They're going, declares the Lord. I'll not show pity. I'm not going to be sorry or have compassion so as to destroy them. Listen and give heed to, don't be so haughty, for the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God before he brings darkness, before your feet stumble on the dusky mountains. And while you are hoping for light, he makes it into a deep darkness and turns it into gloom. But if you will not listen to it, my soul will sob in secret for such pride. All my eyes will bitterly weep and flow down with tears because the flock of the Lord has been taken captive. Say to the king and to the queen mother, take a lowly seat, for your beautiful crown has come down from your head. The cities of Negev have been locked up, and there is no one to open them. Judah has become carried into exile, wholly carried into exile. Lift up your eyes and see those coming from the north. Where is the flock that was given you, your beautiful sheep? You're coming down. Your pride is coming down. And it's about to happen. When Nebuchadnezzar came in, took all those people as slaves, even Daniel was taken as a slave, and to cook and to serve the king. And these people were taken for 70 years into exile. 70 years. That's a long time. And they still could not repent. The only ones that could repent was people like Daniel, Jeremiah, and they felt that conviction for the people. They felt that guilt that were the people should have felt. And they tried their best to get the people to believe. They wouldn't believe. They wouldn't turn to God. Let yourself be one of those that are so ready to repent at the drop of a hat. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, let us repent. Let us feel that conviction we need to feel. Let us feel and receive your forgiveness right now and say, we are sinners. We are a sinner. Let us realize, God, we're a sinner. Forgive us, cleanse us, come into our heart, cleanse us with your blood. Let it be put under the blood. In Jesus' name. Let us be born again. Let us be healed. Let us be renewed, recreated. God help us in Jesus' name. That's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hanson saying, study, show yourself approved to God.